This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Longtime Cleveland sports broadcaster Jimmy Donovan marks a milestone this fall. He'll begin his 24th season as the voice of the Cleveland Browns, tying Gibb Shanley as the franchise's longest-tenured radio play-by-play announcer. Our sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, you recently wrote a series of Cleveland.com articles about Donovan's hard-fought journey, both personally and professionally. And it began when Donovan was a young hockey fan in Boston.
When he was less than 10, he said just kind of doing games off TV and making up games and announcing them. And he realized he didn't have any crowd noise, because when you turn down the volume on TV, you just have the action, but you have no noise. So his father, who worked at the phone company, had tickets to the Boston Bruins, which is a huge deal in Boston. They're very hard to get. He asked his dad if he could go, and so here's a 12-year-old Jim Donovan sitting next to his father at the old Boston Garden doing goal by Phil Esposito, and it began that way.
And then he used those tapes when he went to college at Boston University to try and get some jobs.
Yeah, because he wanted to be on the station at Boston U, and hockey there is a very big sport in Boston. And so he played those tapes, and they go, those are pretty good. So they gave him a shot at the Boston University hockey team doing those games on the student station.
What led him to WKYC Channel 3 and the Browns?
Well, it was quite a while. I mean, he paid his dues. His first job was in St. Cloud, Minnesota, doing about 100 events a year, different hockey things and basketball and Legion baseball, and living in this guy's basement because it was making no money. And then his next stop was Burlington, Vermont, and an agent, a guy named Ken Linder, who's become very well known, spotted him and called Jim, said, would you like me to represent you? And that got him the job at TV3 in Cleveland back in 85. Did the weekend sportscast. Then he was doing the daily sportscast. Then NBC National asked him to go on and do NFL games. So he was doing games on the weekend. But at the time here, Nev Chandler was the guy who took over for Gibb Shanley. And Nev was a tremendous broadcaster. And then he passed away from cancer. Then the team moved. So when the team came back in 99, that opened the door wide open. Who's going to be the play-by-play guy? And Jim desperately wanted that job.
And how did he get it?
One of the things he did, he even went out and made a tape of a Notre Dame football game, something real fresh on radio, because he didn't want to be just considered off as TV tapes. And Jim took nothing for granted. So he prevailed in 99. He got the broadcast. And as he said, when you get those broadcasts, you're probably going to have it just about forever. Really, no one leaves.
Then comes the cancer diagnosis,
yes,
which he's been quiet about, but he was diagnosed with CLL, a kind of leukemia.
Right. That started a year after he gets the Browns job. So Jim fought that through that for a number of years. Remember, this is all starts in 2000, different types of treatment. But by 2009, he needs the bone marrow transplant. They found the donor, a guy who was a corrections officer down in rural Virginia. They become big buddies, by the way. They visit each other. He comes up and joins their family and that. Transplant works, but just then, as he's coming out of it, he develops melanoma on his earlobe. And so that's a setback. And the last 10 years have been pretty good, but he's still, Amanda, is always getting his numbers checked. Doug Deacon, who is his partner and also was Nev Chandler's partner, remember Nev passed away of colon cancer, said the two toughest guys he's ever been around, remember Deacon played 14 years in the NFL, two toughest guys without a doubt are Nev Chandler and Jimmy Donovan, because he saw how they, as he would say, played through the cancer.
What makes Jimmy Donovan so special and beloved by the fans in Cleveland?
I think he has an enthusiasm for the team, but when they're playing poorly or whatever, he lets you know. People are just drawn to his calls, his broadcast. I mean, I think one of the great calls was when the Browns clinched the playoff spot and then went at Pittsburgh, and he said, the Browns make history. They won their first playoff game. It had everything except you, fans. Just too bad you couldn't have been here. I thought that was really nice, because this was during COVID.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
An amazing story. The Browns will get their 11th win of the year. They'll go to 11-5, and they're going to the playoffs.